Topic 2. Definitions, descriptions, and practical applications of the trial and error process. Note the following definitions and descriptions of the trial and error process are based on the way the terminology is used in this e-book. Based on this terminology, there are two versions of the trial and error process. The first is the simple version, which is carried out in daily life by humans and animals. This simple version is used to obtain the necessities for survival, and to develop basic skills in early childhood, such as learning to walk, talk, and manipulate objects of the hands. The simple version of the trial and error process is also used throughout life, such as to acquire social skills, obtain friends, find employment, to solve problems, and to facilitate learning and skill development. The second version of the trial and error process is complex and it involves many components and dynamics, and it is useful for obtaining complex goals, as well as industrial and scientific objectives. This is explained in the following subtopics. Subtopic: the simple version of the trial and error process. The simple version of the trial and error process is a goal attainment effort, consisting of a series of trials that are focused on obtaining a goal. The strategies and results of one or more trials are evaluated for correctness and effectiveness. If the evaluation indicates less than optimal results, the strategies used are improved or replaced. The improved or new strategies are evaluated in subsequent trials, which might indicate the need for additional improvements or replacements. The strategies used with this simple version of the trial and error process are usually relatively simple, involving one or more of the following: hand, eye, and body movements, talking, listening, and persuasion. This can also involve a series of practice sessions to develop skills over a period of weeks, months, or years. Subtopic: the complex version of the trial and error process. There are two main differences between the simple version of the trial and error process presented above, and the complex version presented in the following paragraph. The simple version involves evaluating and correcting a performance and related strategies to maximize the chances of obtaining a goal. The complex version involves evaluating and correcting multiple factors, such as methods, rules, machinery, tools, and consumables, to increase the chances of obtaining an objective. This can include evaluating and correcting the performance of a number of individuals working on a specific project. Specifically, this involves ongoing, or periodic, evaluations of strategies, techniques, knowledge, instructions, plans, data, equipment, materials, personnel, and other entities that are involved with a specific goal attainment effort. If the performance or results of any of the above are less than optimal, corrections, improvements, changes, and/or replacements are carried out to maximize the chances of obtaining the goal. The above can involve the addition of new strategies, techniques, equipment, and personnel to improve results. This can also include the elimination or modification of strategies, techniques, equipment, and retraining of personnel. Sometimes there is a need to modify the goal or replace it with a more realistic objective. This can be necessary when there are repeated failures and/or inadequate financial resources to obtain the original goal. Subtopic: knowledge and information used to reinforce the trial and error process. The trial and error process can be guided by and/or reinforced with knowledge, study, instructions, and data. This can sometimes involve experts or trained individuals that are providing assistance to obtain the goal. The complex version of the trial and error process is almost always guided by and reinforced with knowledge, instructions, data, and/or personal study. This can sometimes require the assistance of experts or trained individuals. The simple version of the trial and error process sometimes is carried out with little or no knowledge, study, instructions, and data. This can involve a series of semi-random trials to obtain a goal. This is more likely to be the case with babies, young children, and animals. Subtopic: the utility of the basic and complex versions of the trial and error process. The simple version of the trial and error process is very efficient and easy to use. It is useful for most of the goals and problems people face throughout life. The complex version of the trial and error process is suitable for technical and scientific objectives. This can involve companies that are focused on creating and marketing new technologies or new medications. In some cases, it may also be useful for small and medium-sized businesses, if there are many relevant factors to evaluate and correct. The complex version of the trial and error process may also be useful for very difficult and complex personal goals. A good example of a highly complex trial and error process is the space program. This involved the efforts of many individuals and corporations working together with NASA to put men and machines in space, on the moon, and robotic devices on Mars. Subtopic: the trial and error process and goal attainment from a practical perspective. When you are making plans to obtain a goal that is relatively complex, it is a good idea to evaluate the time, money, work, equipment, and other entities that will be required to carry out a successful project. Making corrections and improvements in your plans, equipment, and the goal itself before you start a project can prevent failures and related loss of time and money. One way of improving your plans for your project is to imagine that you are carrying out the goal and try to imagine the results. Try to think of all the things that can fail or lead to problems. Then make a list of the possible adverse events and figure out how to reduce the risks and/or minimize the adverse consequences. One of the most important factors to consider is the cost of the project you are planning and how much time it will take to complete it. Try to avoid underestimation, which can be achieved by deliberately overestimating by a reasonable amount. Starting an experimental or miniature version of your project is sometimes feasible. This can provide important feedback from trial and error. Keep in mind that the trial and error process provides information as you are working on your goal. This information can be used to make changes and improvements in all of the components, factors, and dynamics you are using to obtain the goal. This can involve modifying and/or replacing strategies, techniques, equipment, materials, to optimize your chances of success, even before you start the main project. The information obtained from the trial and error process can indicate when plans, self-imposed deadlines, and the goal are unrealistic. When this is the case, it is best to make the required changes or modifications to minimize the chances of failure. Your knowledge and skill with the trial and error process, in relation to a specific discipline or type of goal, can determine if you succeed or fail. Succeeding or failing to obtain a goal might be at least partly determined by your level of skill with the trial and error process, in relation to the specific field and goal that you're dealing with. This involves evaluating feedback to determine what has to be improved or corrected. Then you have to figure out precisely how to make the corrections and improvements. If you improve or change the wrong entities in response to feedback, you might fail to obtain your goal. Similarly, if you misinterpret the feedback or underestimate its significance, failure is likely. If you encounter the difficulties mentioned above with a major project, probably the best option is to obtain the assistance of individuals with appropriate knowledge and experience. The precise knowledge and experience required, of course, would depend on the discipline and goal involved with your project.